that will help us. I like that last point that you had. Not be derelict in our duties, amen. And now that's what that's what this whole thing is about. Not the whole thing, but that's part of the battle. The enemy doesn't want us to do what God has called each of us to do. We all have an assignment. We all have a task while we're on the face of this earth. The question is, will we fulfill that task that God has assigned us? I don't know about you, but I want to finish my assignment so I can be like Apostle Paul when he says, you know what, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. I've done what I was supposed to do. Over in Acts, he talks about how I want to have joy while I'm doing it too. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be sitting up here preaching and be miserable. My soul. Amen. I want to be preaching up here with having joy. And then somebody said, man, he loves what he's doing. Yeah, I do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, man, all right, we got one more message. We'll be out of here. But let's run. Since we're in Psalm, let's just stay there, amen. Go over to Psalm 18. This is Psalm night tonight. We didn't know it, but God said it was going to be. But look at Psalm 18. That's going to give you just a few thoughts here tonight, and then we'll be done. And I want you to get to Psalm 18. Look at verse 48, verse 49. We'll read those two verses. We'll pray and ask God for his help tonight. That's Psalm 18, verse 48. And once you grab a hold of that verse, let's all stand and we'll read, pray, and then we'll get right into this thing. The Bible says in Psalm 18 and verse 48. The Bible says, the psalmist says, this is the Psalm of David. He says this. Amen. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yeah. Thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Like I said, I just got this message about 10 minutes for service and don't really have a title for it, but we're going to give it a title for right now. I'm going to develop a little bit more later. But we're going to talk tonight about the great escape. The great escape. Father, I pray for your help. And Father, I pray that you show each of us that no matter what we are facing tonight, tonight, there is a great escape. And there's a great escape because you're the one who helps us to escape. So I pray that God would grab hold of this truth. I pray God we would bathe ourselves in this truth. And I pray God that the scent of this truth will smell upon us. That when folks get around us, they'll smell that scent. Say, hey, what kind of fragrance is that? And we can tell them it's a fragrance that came straight from the Word of God. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. I pray God you fill the Holy Ghost. Help us tonight, as you already have, through both messages. Thank you, sir. And I pray God that once again you'd help us. And God, if there's anything else, take care of that too. And then those who are watching, are those who are listening, and those who are here, will all be helped by the power of the Holy Ghost. We're not here to perform, or we're not here, God, to entertain. But Father, we're here to help and to encourage. That's it for now, Master. For it's in your Son's name we pray. Jesus! Amen. Amen. May be seated. The great escape. You said, preacher, why you choose the word escape? Well, the whole Psalm 18 is titled many titles, but it's a song of victory. A song of victory. And if you look over verse number 1 of Psalm 18, the Bible says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord what? Delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. And that word strength, that means my help. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but you can't help but love somebody that helps you. Amen. I mean, now somebody that don't help you, well, that's a little bit more difficult. But when somebody helps you, you're going to love that person. When that person rescues you from a particular situation or perhaps a destruction or misery or pain or hurt, that person, my friends, you have no problem whatsoever in loving. David said, I'm going to love you because you delivered me. But that's not our text. Verse 48 says this. Another word, he delivereth. It's a different word. The word delivereth here in this verse means to slip out, but it also means escape. David says, our first point, the escape. David says, he delivereth me from mine enemies. David says, right here in this verse, he has helped me to slip out. He has helped me to escape from mine enemies, those who are hating me, those who are my adversary. David says right here, he helped me to slip out.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but sometimes the enemy will grab a hold of us. If we're not careful, he'll have such a grip that we can't get out. But we've got to die to those who help us to slip out of the enemy's grip.
That's right.
In other words, he knows how to help us to escape from the enemy's grip. If you remember the great magician Houdini. Houdini would escape. He was a great escape artist. And he would get out of straitjackets. He would get out of handcuffs. He would get out of prisons. But it was, my friends, he would escape from things that seemed like they were unescapable. But my dear friends, we've got a God also that knows how to help us to escape situations where it seemed like there's no escape. And that's why we call it a great escape.
Yeah.
Not a simple escape, but a great escape. You and I have a God that will help us to escape, to slip out of the hand or the grip of our enemies. Now look at that word again, enemies. That word enemy there means adversary, but I've noticed the word here. It also means hating. An enemy don't love you. An enemy hates you. And your number one enemy is Satan. He hates you. We use the term now, well, y'all hating on me. You know, and when we say a person's hating on us, we're saying that they don't like something about us, or they don't like something that we're doing that they probably wish that they were doing, or perhaps they're a little bit jealous of us. But my dear friends, we do have somebody that hates on us. And he's Satan, my friends. Our primary enemy is Satan. But hallelujah, we've got good news. We've got God, my friends, that helps us to escape from the enemy's grip. So great escape. Not only that, we see the elevation. The Bible says in verse number 48, he delivered me from mine enemies. Yeah! Thou liftest me up. You raised me up above those that rise up against me. What a play on words. He says right here, my friends, that you come by God and you lift me up. That means you raise me above those who have risen, who stand up against me. You know how to elevate me. To lift me up above those who have rose up against me. There are all kind of enemies that will rise up against you. And sometimes they'll be your own blood, your own flesh and blood, own kindred. Now, they're not the enemy. But the enemy has used them to raise up against you. If you're not careful, we'll view them as the adversary. We'll view them as the enemy. And then we'll seek, my dear friends, to see how in the world I can pop them upside the head and get them out of my face.
Yeah.
But that's what the devil wants you to do. God says, he preached about it already. Bring it to him, my dear friends. And he's that security. He's that one that will help us to be intertwined with him. And hey, the enemy can't break that rope.
Yeah.
They can try their best to break that, they can't do it. And matter of fact, my friends, I like it when God wraps himself around me. When he wraps himself around me, that means can't nobody get on the inside to hurt me.
Right.
That's because I got my shield up.
Amen.
My shield of faith. What are you saying, preacher? We've got a God that knows how to elevate us. Not only help us to escape, but now watch this. He elevates us. He elevates us, the Bible says here. I like this. He says, thou lifted me up above those that rises up against me. Thou hast delivered me. Thou hast snatched me away from a violent man. That's called emancipation. Look at it again. Thou hast delivered me. Thou hast snatched me away. Thou hast rescued me from a violent man. That's emancipation. That's freedom. God knows how to free us from those who are violent. By the way, that word violent here also means wrong or cruel. There are some cruel people in this world that Satan uses. But we have a God that knows how to give us emancipation. We have a God, my dear friends, who knows how to free us. A God, my friends, who knows how to snatch us away to rescue us from out of the hand of the violent man. That cruel person. That ugly person. That unkind person. That nasty person. God knows how to cause us to be free of that. Now, he'll free you in different ways, but nonetheless, it's called freedom. But not only that, my dear friends, we see the escape, the elevation, the emancipation. But lastly, this is what I'm going to talk about a little bit, is we see the exalting of our God. The Bible says, the psalmist says, because you have helped me to escape, because you have elevated me, because you have emancipated me, he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to exalt you. Watch. Therefore, let's go mess them back this up. Therefore, will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord. You say, why would that mess the Baptist up? Because what that word give thanks means. The word give thanks in this particular verse literally means to use the hand. So it's okay. Watch. To use the hand, worship. And then if you look at the definition, it has in parentheses, it says this, it says, with extended hand. Ooh. Preacher, we can't be doing that now. Because if you, now y'all help me out, I'm a little bit slow. But when you extend your hand, it ain't in here. Yep. To extend means to do this. Yep. See? It says to give thanks or to extend the hand in worship. But my soul, we see somebody raise their hand to worship God, to exalt God, and oh Lord, help me. Oh my soul. Calm down. They're exalting God. They're worshiping God. They're lifting God up. God delivered them. God's rescued them. God helped them. And now, my dear friends, they're exalting. The Bible says His name, His power, His authority, His character. Exalting God. It's about time we start exalting Him because He's been so good to us. He says right here, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord. Notice what He's exalting, He's extending His hand. He says here, among the heathen. Now, it seemed like we might not just be in the place of worship. Well, we might be at the workplace. Maybe at the grocery store. Now, we all believers here. Perhaps y'all that are watching too and those who are listening. How do we respond? If we were at Ultra, or Food for Less, or wherever your favorite grocery store might be, and all of a sudden, down aisle C, we see somebody going, "Woo, glory!" Yeah. How would you and I respond as believers? We would be like, "I don't take all that. She must be Pentecostal." You know, I mean, what's wrong with? What's wrong with them for charismatic? I mean, what you know, there's even all that kind of stuff. They're giving us a bad name. Focal thing. That's how all Christians are. They're all loony. But maybe while she was down, I'm about to have a spell. While she was down, I'll see, my dear friends, and she only had so much money, and she had to buy a certain item, and when she sold a certain item, they had a certain item on sale, and she said, "Woo! Glory! Amen. Hallelujah!" Yeah. Right there among the heathen. They got on camera. Yeah. Yep. Well, see, it's good. Let's put our hands up. What are you saying, preacher? The psalmist said, therefore I give thanks unto the Lord among the heathen. And add this on here. It's going to make some old Baptists nervous. And sing praises unto thy name. The word sing praises here means to touch the strings or parts of a musical instrument. There are some believers, not Baptist primarily, but other groups, who don't want any instruments whatsoever. What are you going to do with that word, bro? Because it says right here, I will sing praise to thy name. I'm going to touch some strings or parts of a musical instrument. It might be on the keyboard.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Maybe it's that. Or maybe my friend's friend listening. They pray with a good thought. Whoa. But nonetheless, all of this is doing something, my friends. It is exalting God. Sing praises unto thy name. It ain't about what I've done, God. But it's all about what you have done. What did God do? He caused them to have a great escape. You mentioned it. Verse 1 mentions it. In the latter part, in the middle part, because we all know why to divide that up like that, but the middle part says, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song, the day the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies. And, so it means some other folks he's talking to. Wasn't just Saul. And from the hand of Saul. All those enemies, including his son. All those enemies, and he's writing this song of victory and says, hey, what a great escape. I had my own family to rise up against me. I had my own father-in-law to rise up against me. I had others to rise up against me. But God keeps delivering me out of all those hands, all those traps, all those situations. You brought a great deliverance to deliver us from where you exalt your holy name. You know what? It's time we began to exalt the Lord. For all he's done for us. We've got a God who's helped us. We've got a God that has delivered us. A God has called us to escape. So the least we can do, the least we can do is give him thanks. Even when the crowd don't really like it, give him thanks. Now that's the difference now. Time out. Then you purposely going, I'm going to show them. So you done messed up already.
Yeah.
Already. Wait, we're talking about you. I'm praising God. No, you ain't.
No.
You're praising the flesh.
Yes,
and you're using it under the disguise of God. Because when you're exalting Him, my dear friends, you're not trying to offend anyone. You're not trying to upset anyone. What's happening is because God is filling your heart with His love and His presence. You can't help but exalt Him.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. Let me ask you the question. When's the last time you exalted God? When's the last time that you gave God the praise that He deserves? When's the last time you extended your hand in worship? Not only in the worship place, so to speak, but also in the presence of the heathen, the lost people, on your job, when God blesses you, sister, and wow, I was really lucky. When's the last time you said, praise God for His blessings? God's been good. You know what? God wants us to do that. The question is, will we? Father, thank you for your many blessings. I've done my best to convey the message you laid upon my heart to give out. And Lord, you dealt with Psalms tonight. And I pray, God, that the words have not only spoken to hearts, but I pray they have encouraged hearts. I pray, God, they have strengthened hearts. I pray, God, they've built hearts. And I pray, God, they've given us a greater determination, Father, to follow you to the ends of the earth and to worship you, to exalt you. And Lord, yes, if necessary, to give our lives for you. Lord, whether it be by death, physical, or simply by just simply dying to our selfishness and our selfish desires. But God, help us to do our part while we're here on the face of this earth. That's it, Master. Also, in your son's name we pray. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand.